about to have a calf, you'd say Daisy's going to...
Well, it's a crude expression, but I think it's used as drop.
All right.
Drop.
So you put that in a sentence.
Drop.
Daisy's going to...
Daisy's going to drop a calf today.
All right. And you mentioned stud for a male horse a while ago. Would it be proper for a lady to say that, or what was...
Yes.
More
because
than
I always referred to as a stud fee, you know, if you bring your female over to, say, a fine racehorse or any other horse that you want to improve your own stock with, you bring them to the stud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
pay
proper.
And fee. Uh-huh. Okay. And if you had more than one horse, of course, the plural form is...
Well, unless you wanted to designate two or otherwise, you could say a team. But ordinarily, a team refers to the working animal.
No, here I'm just looking for the plural form of horse. You'd say there's a couple of
horses.
And, of course, a female horse is called what?
A mare.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, I really like to blank horses. Meaning,
I really like to ride horses.
All right. And my son blank horses until he was 12 years old.
Ride a horse. Until he
my
was
son.
Two. My son never rode a horse until he was 5 years old.
Okay. And you'd say, my niece has never...
But my niece has never ridden a horse.
All right. If you were watching someone and he had an accident, you'd say, Jim fell blank the horse.
Off the horse.
All right. And if a child were in bed and he wound up on the floor, you'd say, Jimmy fell...
Out of the bed.
All right. What do you call those things that you put on the bottom of horses' feet to protect them?
Shoes. Horseshoes.
All right. And what do you call a game that you play with them? Where you toss?
Just horseshoes.
All right. And you put those horseshoes on to protect what?
The horse's foot from, well, a rough roadway, pretty not much why you wear shoes.
Okay. And the, what do you call that the bottom of the horse's foot that's real hard and it's the horse's?
That round foot, part of foot.
That's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
Just the part you put the horseshoe on is called a... I know you know this, it's just that I've put it in such a way that you... It's not... We'll come back to that later. What's a male sheep called? You know?
Ooh! Oh, wait a minute. Lamb, ram, mutton. Oh, now that ought to be easy. Ram.
All right, and what would the female be called?
Lamb. No, that's a baby, isn't it? Lamb. A baby sheep is a lamb.
All right, and what do you shear a sheep for? What product are you trying to get?
Wool.
All right, and do you recall what a male hog is called?
Boar.
Mm-hmm. And how about a male has been altered. What do you call that?
Pig, you mean? Pig that's
mm-hmm.
been altered.
Mm-hmm.
Just a hog, I guess.
All right. And what do you call a hog right after it's first been born?
Pig.
And when it gets a little bit older, what would you call it then?
Well, I guess it's still a pig.
All right.